I can confirm that banks started collecting the funds today, and I noticed that outside there are still some queues of CIT vehicles collecting funds from the withdrawals by banks. And those banks that collected in the morning, they, by now they should have their money in their cash deposits and distributing through their bank network. What you might want to know is that money withdrawn from the Reserve Bank by banks goes through the cash deposits of banks. From their deposits, then goes to my bank networks. So, yes, things are moving okay. And the funds that are being withdrawn, it's, they start in the $2 coin, the $2 bank note, and the $5 of bond notes.
How much is the first injection? We understand you are going to inject about $1 billion in 6 months' time.
Yes, as you said, and true to our promise, we are disbursing these funds and we are allowing banks to withdraw from the accounts maintained at the Reserve Bank over a period of 6 months. We need to continue to monitor the demand for cash within the economy, and we do believe that that target of 10% of money supply, which is short, there's a gap of $1 billion, and that $1 billion will be disbursed over the 6 months, as we said. And if you just divide $1 billion by 6 months, that's a gradual way of doing business. And also, that most of the money obviously will be disbursed during the paydays. We have a high demand for money during the paydays or when pensioners are getting paid. We want to ensure those people, they get their money.
Do you see this move easing the cash shortages the country is experiencing?
Definitely, it will go a long way in easing the cash shortages. What our request and prayer is that once the funds have been disbursed or been withdrawn by commercial banks, the bank's customers, banking public, when they go and buy their goods from the shops, our prayer is that the shops should also bank their money so that money can circulate within the economy, as opposed to be a one-way traffic whereby money comes from the Reserve Bank, withdrawn by banks, goes to the banks, the money is withdrawn by their customers, won't come back again. And we want to ensure that in Zimbabwe, ensure that we abide by what is required of money to circulate within the economy, as opposed to hoarding it and selling it.